To form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America. The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath. Revolution NMR LLC reminds listeners to honor our military members. Without their courage, we would be unable to enjoy the freedoms granted to us in the Constitution. Let's salute those who have given their lives in the line of duty, as well as those who serve today. Show your appreciation by sending a care package to our troops. Contact your local veterans organization for more information. This reminder has been from Revolution NMR LLC in Fort Collins, creator of scientific instruments.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and this morning our guest, Russ Dizdar, will be talking about his book, The Dark Awakening, and to try to understand what's going on in the world today is sometimes very difficult. So many things take place that just don't make sense, unless you realize that we live in a material world, but there's a mystical world, that we live in a subjective, tangible world, but there is an untangible spiritual world out there, and there really are supernatural forces at work in the world today. They're not imaginary, they're real. There's some people who tap into them regularly, whether they be astrologers or people who read tarot cards, or there are all sorts of manifestations, the mediums, certainly those spiritualists, fortune tellers, they're all tapping into the dark side. And there really is a supernatural force out there. And unless you understand that we live in a not only a material world, but a mystical world, very little taking place really makes sense. Good morning, Russ. How are you this morning?
Very good, Dr. Stan. Thank you. And what you just said is right on. It's what's going on behind the scenes that is fueling everything going on.
Well, you go ahead and pick up the story and give the background of your message to our listeners.
Sure. This is Russ Dizdar, and the website shatterthedarkness.net. The book we put out was called The Black Awakening. It's not our term. It's individuals we've worked with for 30 years, undergrounders. We called them at one time Satanic Ritual Abuse and the Network Underground by the millions now worldwide. And so we've worked with them for many, many years, wrote the book. It's subtitled The Rise of the Satanic Super Soldier. And it kind of gives a broader picture of the satanic progression, evolution of the satanic agenda. But it points to the undergrounders in the sense of their belief they're being created to be the troops of Antichrist. That and truly that they're doing, I mean, the rituals they're doing, Dr. Stan, around the world. That's a big part of this story, that the satanic agenda cannot go forward without the real power behind it. And in satanic ritual abuse, this is the core area of nonstop rituals that are being done. I mean, some of the most horrific things that we've investigated, looked at, read, confiscated materials, had them explained to us. But we're talking, you know, they've got a calendar that they use, but they go way off the calendar. Like, we have prayer meetings and prayer, and we believe in the power of God to advance the gospel. Well, that the opposite is true on this side. They believe in the power that the demonic realm gives them, that Satan gives, and even Scripture predicts in Daniel that the rise of the Antichrist and the beast system doesn't come about by human hands. A supernatural power will eventually bring it to the forefront. And I think that power is what's behind the chaos, the destabilization, the violence, Even the programmed shooters we've seen and bombings that we're seeing now, it's all part of this decaying chaos. But the truth is, according to them, and I think according to Scripture, the worst is yet to come.
I fear that you're absolutely right, Des. But we can hopefully prepare at least our listeners for what lies ahead, because there truly are terrible times that are coming. And there really is a satanic movement throughout the world, and people wondering, why would anybody want to kill a lot of civilians there in Boston? Well, we're up against truly evil people. Yes, they may have a justification in their minds for what they're doing, or they simply could be super soldiers who have been given an assignment by people, whether they're in our government, whether they're in other governments, whether they're part of this worldwide satanic conspiracy. We don't know, and we may never know, but we do know that there really is evil in the world, and horrible things have happened. Horrible things happened in Boston. 9 people lost an arm or a leg in a senseless bombing. Oh, but from their point of view, it wasn't senseless. It is totally evil. Why kill a lot of innocent civilians? Why, that's what you do when you're evil. You do evil things. And until people understand that, why so much of what goes on today is just puzzling. Well, Russ, what happens when you work with these people? Are these people, these are people who've been part of it. They try to get out. Can they be released? Can they be freed from this satanic influence?
Oh, sure. That's the good news. I mean, we have from the prophecies out of Isaiah, you know, the coming of Messiah, the Spirit of the Sovereign Lord will be upon him. He's here to, you know, preach the good news and release the captives, open the eyes of the blind. So whatever satanic powers and programming and all the rest that they have done, we've seen that Jesus and the power of the Spirit of God and his work in salvation, yeah, they can be saved. There's healing that they need and will occur. And the deliverance from real demonic presence, I mean, just like Mark's Gospel chapter 5 or Acts chapter 16, so we've engaged the demonic stuff for so long now, Dr. Stan, and engaged the demonic beings as they've screamed and yelled. And, you know, everything the Scripture says about them is absolutely true when we engage them. And they only fear the living Christ. They don't fear anybody else. And what we need to know is that we have authority in Christ, Luke's Gospel, chapter 10. We need to have the armor of God on. We need to be aware. So there's no reason to fear. It's all about growing stronger in the Lord and helping them. And the numbers, to understand, that's the big issue. I mean, many have talked about the victimization. But in, I think it was 1992, 93, PhD Holly Hector out of Centennial Hospital in Denver estimated then, back then, because she worked on a ritual abuse ward, she estimated 2.4 million cases. And here's what we found. In working with the victims in every city, every city we've been in, there's victims. And there's the ones that are the oldest, between 55 and 65. Their children, if nobody intervenes, it happens to their children and the next generation. And we're already down to 6 and 7 and 8 year olds. So, without intervention, this is transgenerational. This is multi-generational. This is bloodline. I mean, this is the real underground, not popular Satanism. This is where they really, really know that they're worshiping, you know, Satan and engage with Lucifer. They really believe in an Antichrist to come.
Hold the thought, Russ. Hold the thought. We'll be back in just a moment here.
If you own a firearm, it's important to have proper training. Or if you're considering purchasing a firearm for self-defense, it's important to know the right person to train with. Josh at D&M TAC is a federally licensed firearms dealer, certified NRA instructor with a great firearms training course. Want more confidence with the operation of your firearm or to increase your precision and advance your level of training? This is the place. The hands-on in-depth classroom curriculum includes 4 hours of extensive range practice and basic firearms training, malfunction training, self-defense mindset, concealment training, and more, all at the greatest value in the gun training industry. If you want to learn proper firearm skills the right way, the first time, and want to surpass your current skill level, Josh at D&M TAC has the firearms training course for you. This course also qualifies you to apply for concealed carry permit and for advanced training. Beginner or advanced, tactical or defense, call 720-323-2534. That's 720-323-2534 and ask Josh about your KHNC listener discount. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network. Fort Collins Radiator Shop reminds listeners the effects of child abuse are devastating. For those who survive, the pain inflicted upon them as children will often influence their entire lives. If you or someone you know needs help, contact your local authorities immediately. This message from Fort Collins Radiator Shop, 417 Jefferson Street in Fort Collins. For all your radiator repair needs, they have 47 years of experience, family-owned and operated. Call 970-482-6783. That's 970-482-6783.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the American Freedom Network. I guess this morning, Rust is Dar, his book, The Dark Awakening. We carry the book because we think it's important. We carry this book because we are involved in a spiritual battle between good and evil. We carry the book because there really are satanic forces at work within our society. When you see things taking place that don't make sense from a logical point of view, understand there may very well be people who are satanically possessed involved. Now, certainly of us, the average individual in society isn't even aware. I mean, don't we see it on television? But we really don't. We don't quite believe this could be going on. But you mentioned certainly that these people scream and yell. Basically, these are the demons within them that are doing this. As you're counseling, isn't that the case?
Sure, the demonic side is the primary. That's what fuels everything. In the development of these kind of victims, it's all beginning even before conception. The mother and the father may, or the man and the woman may or may not be married in the satanic sense. They're selected, spiritually selected. It's all about the, you know, in a real sense, breeding and the demons they have and the spiritual abilities in the dark side they have. So that when they do mate and they do cause conception, well, they have preconception rituals. They do rituals, and whether we believe this or not, this is what they say. They do rituals that will help then unleash demonic presence in the fetus inside. I mean, we understand the concept of them summoning demons and sending them based on Revelation 16. The picture of demonizing objects in the Old Testament, devoted objects. So this is very vast. I mean, it's secretive. It's hidden. It's the way the dark side works. I think, Dr. Stan, half of their power is because of the deception they put out and the secrecy they work in. But the powers are real, and they summon them and release them into the child. And as the child's growing, there's numerous rituals, along with trauma-based splitting to split the personality and then enforce a mind control that most of us don't understand. I mean, it's a mind control that involves what is called programming. That's like, I mean, a simple way to look at it is a hypnotist on stage. They put somebody in a trance and they tell the big football player, you're a 12-year-old ballerina. Now you're going to start dancing. Now you're going to start singing. And the big football player will do that. That's kind of like programming. Somebody from the outside is imposing will because they bypass the main person. Well, that's what happens in a deeper, broader way over and over and over and over again. And inside, Dr. Stan, they have sub-programming for assassination, to be an expert shooter, to be someone who sows disinformation, someone that can infiltrate and well, even churches, so that they can bring satanic warfare, a new level of warfare. The sophistication is big and broad, but it's not nothing again. I mean, it's not that they cannot be healed, but that programming can be broke. They can be saved and come out of that. Jesus heals them and, of course, delivers them, conquering the demonic realm. But it's a work that has to be done. But it's off the charts. I can't even get to all the victims. None of the counselors that I know can get to all of them. And but again, a program like this helps, and no doubt they'll be listening, both the ones that don't want the information out and those who are looking for some hope.
And some of these people really do want to escape from the satanic obsession or possession, and so they can come to you. How or what, if there's somebody out there listening, certainly this program is being primarily broadcast in Colorado. What would you tell them? How would they find a counselor, somebody who could help to free them from this satanic possession of their soul?
Right. I would tell them, more than anything else, number one, just begin to cry out to Jesus. Just begin to turn that direction. And because the underground, the dark side, they've done everything to keep them from that. They've done everything to stop them from, you know, finding God, finding Christ, finding the truth. So they've been really badly twisted mentally, emotionally, physically, sexually, everything. So crying out to Jesus, looking to him, calling on him is number one. But I would look for anyone that, you know, when you ask of counselors or churches, begin to ask, do you work with satanic ritual abuse? Do you work with programming and people who've been mind controlled and so forth? So that you can find someone that says, oh, yeah, you know, we do this and we've done that. And we've been doing it for years. That's where you want to begin, where they have some experience. Because 30 years ago, 25 years ago, again, most pastors, counselors, even in the secular fields of psychology, they weren't prepared for this, Dr. Stan. They began to have thousands in the 80s, and by 94, the estimations was well over 2 million. And it cost hundreds of millions in insurance. Psych wards, every single one in the United States has had them, probably right now do. Like in my city, I can go to any of the hospitals, psych wards, and find victims of satanic ritual abuse and the multiplicity, the programming. And the secular side just can't handle understanding what's the real origins, let alone engaging the demonic or being able to help. So you got to find someone that knows the living Christ, the power of God, how to do deliverance, and that has familiarity and is willing to even learn and work with you on the programming issues and the rest.
Well, this is a whole different side of the world that the average individual is relatively unaware of. And basically, I know you've told me in the past that when you confront these demonic spirits within these people, and you mentioned the name of Jesus Christ, what happens?
Well, just like we see in the Gospel of Mark or chapter 5, or even I think a good example is Acts 16, when the Apostle Paul later on. Now, you know, Jesus has already died and rose and gone, but here's the Apostle Paul, and he's in a city where a demonized girl being used by the men to make money. So it's real sense, spiritual prostitution of a demonized girl, and she does have abilities to do some predictions. Well, he gets so agitated, he finally turns around and just, he addresses the demonic spirit and commands it, come out of her in the name of Jesus Christ. And it does. And she's relieved of the demonic presence. But here's what it is. They know, like when a believer would walk in a room, if a possessed or demonized person is there, that demonic presence is immediately aware. They're there. They can see, hear. They are hypervigilant spiritually. And again, they are supernaturally more powerful than humans. That's why Jesus gave us authority. That's why we have to have this authority of his to trample on them, to overcome all that power. So the disciples in Luke 10 were kind of surprised that the demons submitted in the name of Jesus, because they've never seen anything like that. But that's part of what the Great Commission is. And I think we've forgotten that it's evangelization. It includes healing and deliverance, just like in the book of Acts, just like they were trained in Luke. So when a demonic presence tries to hide in a person, even there's agitation and there's, you know, a sense of that, or the person might say, man, there's voices in my head. They're vulgar. They're cussing. They're blaspheming God. They want out of here, Russ. They want me to kill you, Russ. So then we engage and we command them to stop it. And we just order them in the name of Jesus, shut up or stop that or don't harm the person. So we've learned to quickly, you know, have to order. And then if they fully manifest, Dr. Stan, when they look through the eyeballs of a possessed person, they speak through the mouth, they carry a presence, just like we carry the presence of God, the Holy Spirit. And, we know we can feel the presence of God and the power of God. Well, emanating from a possessed person, there's some power there. And this demonic wants to rage, wants to scare you, wants to say, I'm going to get your family. I'm going to kill you. You can't do anything. We're not going to, you know, things like that. We're not going to let them go. We own this person. Well, it's all, we have to bypass all that and just say, again, in the name of Jesus, shut up and command them. You won't hurt this person. Knowing that what they're saying is, you know, ultimately a lie, because we hold the authority. And so that we must move forward commanding. And usually, Dr. Stan, they have more than one demon. So it's commanding that one out and making sure that we've gotten all the rest to get out. And just like in a good example is Acts chapter 8, when Philip went in, they sometimes come out and they're screeching. They'll scream. I mean, they're afraid of Christ. They fear the living Christ. They hate God. They know a judgment is coming, but they know who Jesus is. Skeptics may not know. Atheists may not, you know, may deny they know who Jesus is. But for 38 years on the field, every demonic thing that we've ever dealt with, just like in Scripture, they know Jesus is God. He's the Savior. He holds authority, that he's triumphed over them. They hate his name. They hate the blood of Christ. They hate the cross. They don't care about any of the other stuff, Buddha or Muhammad. They don't care about that. But that authority in commanding them, when they go out, it's like in a real sense, like a big splinter that was in a person. It's an abnormal, you know, a demon inside a person and on a person. That's abnormal for us. So when it goes and all the demonic is, you know, kicked out, then the person, there's an immediate sense of relief. And of course, if the person was lost, to lead them to Christ immediately, and so the Spirit of God can come in and they can find the salvation and healing that Jesus would bring. But another point is then to make sure, how did this get there? Now, in satanic ritual abuse, as a child, it's all forced into them, so we have to deal with it on that basis. Whereas many people today, millions around the world, they've opened up to doorways. Whether it's a Ouija board, whether it's satanic practices, whether it's witchcraft, New Age channeling, astral projection, all the rest, if anybody opens doors to that side, and there's many more than ever now, they will come through and they will begin to operate because they want inside lives so they can operate.
Well, you know, I think it's so hard for the average individual to understand this. We have some of our supporters have actually been demonically possessed, but they can't tell most people about it because most people would look at them, you know, as if you got to be crazy. I mean, you were demonically, you had a demon inside you. Don't you think that many of these mass killers certainly have been demonically possessed?
Absolutely. I'm glad you asked that because, for example, when Jared in the Arizona shooting, see, if you work with it's like being on the field. I mean, it's one thing to read, and we read everything. We try to read. We try to really, really, really read and know our stuff, too. But being on the field and dealing with it again and again and again and again, there's a familiarity. Just like I know the Lord and I know the presence of God and I know his voice and his word, engaging the dark side, I'm familiar with how they act, what they feel like, what they want to do. So there's times you can just look with discernment. There's times you can see this. So in Jared, not only did I see what I believe was demonic presence, the maniacal grin, I also see the possibility of multiplicity and programming. There's more to that story than just some guy that went out and shot, you know, a government official. He did what these people being trained and programmed and demonized. I mean, the demons love blood, Dr. Stan. They love the torture. They love desecrating humanity. That's what dark rituals are all about. Torture and desecrating the human body and just in every way they can blaspheme and desecrate. That's their goal. And so I want to express that the demonic realm is that's their nature. To there's satanic rituals called demon revels and satanic revels because they revel in the human pain and torture and desecration and all the rest. So when I see that demonic presence in people like Jared and there's others, you know, when we first began to see the story, immediately noticed the same thing. I believe that he not only was maybe, you know, demonized, but that there was programming and there's far more behind that. If you remember the story after Jared was already in jail and
Hold the thought. Sure. We'll be back in a moment. If you have a question, 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. We'll be right back.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on. Great Plains Power has been providing reliable electrical power systems in the Rocky Mountain area since 1992. Our systems rely on the sun to help make you self-reliant for your power needs. Solar energy can be scaled to fit any situation, from complete power independence to backup power for the short term. Our expertise focuses on standalone power, but we have extensive experience with utility interactive systems as well. Custom-tailored capabilities as modest as emergency lighting all the way to commercial-scale power. Great Plains Power is a full-service company. We service everything we sell. We provide and design turnkey packages, custom-designed system, and parts for do-it-yourself. With more than 20 years of specialized experience at your disposal, let us know what your power concerns or goals are. Reach us by phone or the internet. Call 303-239-9963. That's 303-239-9963. Or go to greatplainssolar.com.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
Hope Pool and Physical Therapy in Greeley would like to take this time to remind everyone, a blood donation truly is a gift of life that a healthy individual can give to others in their community who are sick or injured. In a one-hour time, a person can donate one unit of blood that can be separated into four individual components to help save multiple lives. This message is from Hope Pool and Physical Therapy in Greeley. Give the gift of life. Give blood. Restore Health and Counseling encourages parents to add to your children's education with proper information about drug use, drug abuse, and addiction. Informed and understanding parental involvement does make a difference. Remember, if you're not talking to your kids about drugs and alcohol, who is? That's from Restore Health and Counseling at 4705 Paris Street, serving Northeast Denver with complete substance abuse counseling for adolescent to adult and for private as well as professional drug and alcohol screening, treatment, and rehabilitation. Visit www.rhctherapy.com or call 303-373-1188.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest this morning is Russ Dizdar. His book, Dark Awakening, is an important book, and we carry it. We think it's vitally important. People understand these demonic forces that are at work within our society today. The official policy of the United States is to torture innocent people and torture them horribly and even kill many of them, and many have been tortured to death And nobody in our government has been held responsible. And those young men who released the secrets, government secrets about the murder and a video showing them of a helicopter killing innocent civilians, and of course the members of the crew laughing. And of course this was put out literally tens of thousands of government secrets, not to help the enemy, to try to let the American people realize the evil that exists at the highest levels of our government. And when was the last time, ladies and gentlemen, any of you heard any one of our ministers speaking out against torture? The torture is wrong, according to God. Human beings do not treat human beings that way. But this is official policy. And this was allowed, of course, they say, oh, we only did it to three people. And they're lying. Everything is a lie, ladies and gentlemen. Are you concerned? Are you willing to go along and just to leave me alone? But they're not going to leave you alone. We are all in this together. And if the good people, if the Christians won't speak out, who will speak out? If you have a question for us, who actually counsels these people who are demonically possessed, our number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. And if we're unconcerned when they're torturing others, should we be concerned when they torture someone in our family or certainly perhaps you or your wife or your husband? Ladies and gentlemen, we live in a fallen world, and nobody is bringing this out. And tragically, our government has been taken over by an invisible government that goes right along with these demonic situations. We've killed 70,000 of innocent civilians in Syria, and the terrorists there that we finance, that we've trained, that we arm, where do you think they're getting their weapons? These so-called freedom fighters in Syria that we're backing. Well, our number is 877-254-7524. We have a caller. Who's calling, and do you have a question for our guest? Do we have a caller?
Yes, this is Ruth from Denver.
Hi, Ruth. Do you have a question
for our guest? Yes, I agree with you about the government. I don't pledge to the flag, in fact. It's believed that those stars on the flag, it's a five-pointed or a six-pointed, are demonic symbols. But I want to speak about infant baptism. I was in a deliverance ministry, and I got deliverance from infant baptism, and then I was sure I was going to heaven. I had gone forward to accept the Savior four times, but I wasn't sure until I got deliverance from infant baptism. Can I tell you more about the
Well, I really don't want to get off on a different subject, but I appreciate so much your calling and letting us know about that. Russ, do you have any thought on infant baptism? Does this have anything to do with what the work that you do?
Well, sure. I mean, infant baptism, as far as the like Catholic, you know, Catholic or whatever else. I mean, there's the Book of Acts, 30-year history of the early church. No baby was baptized. So infant baptism just wasn't a part of any of the early church's development at whatsoever or instructed in the rest of the New Testament. So it's just off the charts, first of all. But in the satanic side of things, yeah, there is baptism. There's a satanic side of this, too. There is a counterfeit that the old European satanic side did in counter, or like they were going against the Catholic Church. So there's different forms, of course. So wherever any kind of ritual, symbolic, ceremony was done in an occult sense, then you have the invitation of the demonic, and there needs to be a renunciation and a breaking away from that.
Can I tell you that I became a kind of sacrifice when I was baptized as a baby? My dad put a cross on my brow and my breast.
Okay, well, thank you very much for calling, and I'm glad that you have had a deliverance from that. Anyway, I think we have another caller who's calling in.
Hello?
Yes, you have a question for our guest?
Yeah, I'm going to ask a question, and I'll hang up. Could Russ tell me the difference between a demon and a fallen angel? Thanks.
All right, fine. Russ, do you have any thoughts on that? Fallen angels, demons, or are there any specific differences within the spiritual realm?
Well, in a real sense, I mean, when you say fallen angel, Moloch in the Old Testament and Angelos in the New Testament, I mean, they're referred to the devil and his angels. They're a spirit also. There's a big new thing on this issue of trying to understand the difference because of the Book of Enoch that's been out and the story there about all of the demons are Nephilim spirits. Here's how. Look at the Gospels. Jesus didn't really differentiate in the sense that when he dealt with them, whether they're unclean spirits, demon, you know, the word Damien was used, or the nature is the same. The type could be different. Let me give an example. In the book of Ephesians chapter 6, when it says that our struggle is not against flesh and blood, well, in the original Greek, it mentions this. We hear it as principalities, powers, rulers. Well, it says they are cosmocrators, archon, exousia, and porneus phenomenikai. In 1 Timothy 4:1, when the Spirit says in the end of days that seducing spirits, they're called planos, imposters. Jesus did this in the gospel when he said that this kind, when he said this kind comes out only by prayer and fasting. That word, anybody can check it out, it has the idea of species, like the animal species. So among the fallen angel, demonic, you know, dark spirits, here's the factor. They're all the same nature. They have the same agenda, but they are different in function and, in a real sense, species. A cosmocrator is not the same thing as an archon. The fallen cherub, Satan himself, is not the same as the porneus phenomenikai. So they're different in species in that sense or type, but they have the same nature. And this is very important. Jesus said, I have given you authority to trample on this realm, to overcome all the power of the enemy. I want to stress the fact that we've experienced what Jesus said, that the authority given, whether we see it as fallen angel, demonic spirit that came from the Nephilim, cosmocrator, planos, all of that which is of that realm, fallen, demon, that nature, the authority of Jesus, you know, is just stunningly overrides them when we use it, use the authority we've been given. So there is a difference, but the emphasis is they all operate with the same agenda and nature, and we must operate with, you know, armor of God on, resist the devil, he'll flee from you, and then use that authority against them in whatever way we engage them.
And ladies and gentlemen, we live in a visible world. There is an invisible world out there, and until you realize that, so much of what's going on doesn't make sense. We have another caller. Oh, who's calling in?
And good morning, Dr. Stan. This is Gene from Northern Colorado.
You hang on. We'll be back as soon as we get through the break, okay?
Okay.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on.
Square Root Construction is pleased to help support the American Freedom Network by offering a high-quality custom deck construction services. Established in 1990, Square Root Construction has been building high-quality decks and other types of outdoor living projects all along the Northern Front Range. We are licensed, insured, and have all the experience, knowledge, and skills to help you create the outdoor living oasis of your dreams. For your free consultation and no-obligation quote, give Doug a call at 303-517-8742 or visit us on the web at squarerootconstruction.com.
The name is Patriot Trading Group, and the website is allamericangold.com. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President of the Patriot Trading Group, and we handle American gold for the American people because that's who we are and that's who we care about. So if you want your portfolio to help you get the job done, or if you want your IRA to be safe from Wall Street and the paper markets and your kids' future to be protected, then call us, the Patriot Trading Group, at 800 951-0592. You'll be glad you did.
Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wells, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245.
Well, Dr. Stan here at American Freedom Network. Our guest is Russ Dizdar. His book, The Dark Awakening. He works with these demonically possessed people. And ladies and gentlemen, there are millions of them out there in our nation today. And we have a caller from Northern Colorado. Who's with us?
This is Gene, Dr. Stan.
Fine. Do you have a question for our guest?
Yes. I would like to know, we've been talking about invisible things. Visible things like UFOs and alien beings and remote viewing. How do these things fit in?
All right, fine. That's a very legitimate question. What about UFOs? What about these extraterrestrials we hear about that are coming in? What are your thoughts on that?
I think good questions, by the way, especially remote viewing. Not a whole lot of folks bring that up. It's a major, major part of the deception right now. When it comes to the alien issue, I don't believe that they're extraterrestrial. I believe they're extra-dimensional. They're solid. They're real beings. It's really happening. I mean, in the sense that, and there's another Greek word I want to put out, metaskizmazotai. When we read in the scripture that Satan is able to transfigure or to masquerade as an angel of light, he has the power to morph, to alter his appearance, as I do believe all the demonic realm does. So notice again, though, Ephesians 6, just because we say it's spiritual, we got to remember this: they are solid beings. When they materialize, they could be touched. They can engage. They could, in the Old Testament, they can sit down and talk. So we must realize that extraterrestrial, no, we don't see that really. What we see in the skies, what we see in the abductions, what we see in the engagement with remote viewers and Dr. Stephen Greer out there as they're engaging the Orions and the Syrians, the Pleiadians, and the rest. I just believe those are specifically the Archon, the Cosmocrator. These beings are in the air above our head. Satan is the prince of the power of the air. The Greek word eros means the immediate dense atmosphere above us, the space above us. So what's happening is, as predicted in Scripture, that there's going to be not only this broad on the earth, the boots on the ground demonization and engagement, but in the skies, that's where they're located. That's how we see in the book of Ephesians, where they are located is densely above our head in the sky. And so they are engaging and they are metaskizmazotai, they are morphing, they are masquerading, they are altering their appearance. And so we do see some materialization, some engagement that way. What we found, and I've been to Roswell twice, and I've dealt with abductees, what we found is when they want freedom from these beings can't handle Christ. I mean, the real Christ. So we find that authority in dealing with them works the same with whether a person has a demon inside of them or a demonic presence altering its front, and we're masquerading, showing itself, morphing, and appearing in some senses to people, or showing those things in the sky. So we've got to understand the power of the dark side is vast, and we've got to get out of our minds that they're all little red demons running around with tails. These are ancient, powerful, fallen beings that have enormous powers to morph, change, to cause people to see things. I mean, look at Satan in Matthew 4, where he showed Jesus all the kingdoms of the world. How did he do that? Was it a screen? How did he show? What visuals did he pump out there? Was it like a hologram? So what we know is they can present, they can project, they can alter. And but where authority is applied, we're seeing them engaged, backing off, being shut down. And I think that that's a whole realm of where spiritual authority and teaching on it should be massively, you know, pushed in that direction. Here's why. Dr. Stephen Greer is out there gathering people, going to Mount Shasta, going to Joshua Tree National Park, going to what he considers and others consider all the sacred places. Sacred to whom? We're talking ancient Nephilim architecture, ancient sites of the ancient gods of the Old Testament, going to those places, using remote viewing, using New Age psychic channeling and other, you know, factors that they've been enabled by the demons they have. They open up and they're calling, they're summoning. I've read the transcript. They claim now, Dr. Stan, that the Orions and these other beings, I read the point-by-point transcripts of Dr. Stephen Greer and the guys that met, that they are materializing right in front of them. But notice this. There's no way they can have a real believer among the groups that are doing this. They have teams out all over the world gathering to meet these entities and engage these entities. So very important. Another point that this good man has brought up is remote viewing, the Stargate issues, all the rest. Now we're into the third generation of thousands and thousands and thousands worldwide have been taught on this. We've engaged one of the book authors. We've done deliverance on one, a Psy warrior from Fort Bragg. The energy behind the enablement to do remote viewing, we've said for years and years and years, the energy is connected to the entities that give them the ability to get out into the ether and do what they do. Now, I've read all of the authors. And they're all on my prayer list. But Ed Gaines, number one, in his last book, he says, he finally confesses what we've been telling everybody. It's not a human thing. It's not just human. Because they go into the old passive, like when I was into Buddhism before I got saved, the goal was to go completely passive and to let the outside tap in. Ed Gaines, world-renowned remote viewer, said in his last book, in the beginning and the end, the ability we have to do this comes from the Universal Hall of Records, or the Akashic Records, this place of the heavenly realm, or the realm of the demons and the fallen angels, where they are, you know, communicating. They call it data. They're bringing revelation. They're enabling them as the remote viewer goes passive. So one of those remote viewers is Professor Courtney Brown, that believes that, and again, he used psychic, New Age, channeling, so forth, the skills that he knew to get out and go and meet what he claimed was an alien that looked like Jesus, and he has this big story, but anybody reading it would know, hey, that's not the real Christ. So that side, and remote viewers today are saying that their information is infallible. It is not. They're saying that, and obviously they're not accurate in any way near 100%. So we're seeing the same
We're out of time. God bless. Thanks so very much for being with us.
Thanks, Dr.
Oh, hang on. Let's get your website out. Hang on till we get to the break. Get your website out.
And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John bore witness of him and cried out, saying, this was he of whom I said, he who comes after me is preferred before me, for he was before me. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 14 and 15.
If you own a firearm, it's important to have proper training. Or if you're considering purchasing a firearm for self-defense, it's important to know the right person to train with. Josh at D&M TAC is a federally licensed firearms dealer, certified NRA instructor with a great firearms training course. Want more confidence with the operation of your firearm, or to increase your precision and advance your level of training? This is the place. The hands-on in-depth classroom curriculum includes 4 hours of extensive range practice and basic firearms training, malfunction training, self-defense mindset, concealment training, and more, all at the greatest value in the gun training industry. If you want to learn proper firearm skills the right way, the first time, and want to surpass your current skill level, Josh at D&M TAC has the firearms training course for you. This course also qualifies you to apply for concealed carry permit and for advanced training. Beginner or advanced, tactical or defense, call 720-323-2534. That's 720-323-2534 and ask Josh about your KHNC listener discount. Revolution NMR LLC reminds listeners to honor our military members. Without their courage, we would be unable to enjoy the freedoms granted to us in the Constitution. Let's salute those who have given their lives in the line of duty, as well as those who serve today. Show your appreciation by sending a care package to our troops. Contact your local veterans organization for more information. This reminder has been from Revolution NMR LLC in Fort Collins, creator of Scientific Instruments.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at American Freedom Network, and Russ, just get your website out there for our listeners.
Absolutely, sure. And there's a lot of just tons of free stuff for you there. It's www.shatterthedarkness.net. Shatterthedarkness.net.
God bless you. We'll have you on our other programs real soon. But thank you. I got so fascinated with what you were talking about. Forgot to ask for your website. I want our listeners to have it available. God bless, and thank you so very much.
Thank you, Dr. Stan. God bless. Good night.
And you too. And if you'd like to get Russ's book, on the darkness, the Dark Awakening, give us a call, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. We have a four-CD set called The Supernatural. The supernatural. There really is a supernatural element out there, ladies and gentlemen. We carry, of course, the books by Tom Horn on Petrus Romanus, going into the fact that the current pope is the last pope. And then his next book, which I've just finished reading, Exo Vaticana. Exo Vaticana. I wish Tom would write a nice short book. These are all 500-page books. Fascinating. Of course, basically, Exo Vaticana goes into these people that go around, these so-called extraterrestrials. What are they? What are the UFOs? And, of course, they're all demonic manifestations. And this ties into things that are taking place at the Vatican today. Where the largest observatory in the world for looking at space is owned by the Vatican, and where they actually have the largest single telescopes, and they're moderated by a structure called Lucifer, L-U-C-I-F-E-R, an electronic gadget that coordinates the visions that they're seeing, and they're tracking the UFOs, and they're actually able to track these UFOs on their telescope. This is not imaginary, it's real. It's a mountain down, like Mount Graham, I think it is, in Utah, probably in Arizona. They've been there. They've talked to the people. And, of course, there's a whole group of Jesuits who are deeply involved in contacting the so-called extraterrestrials. Ladies and gentlemen, these are demons. We are living in an amazing world, and you can't understand anything going on unless you understand that. I've talked to Lindsay Williams, certainly about North Korea. What does the elite who run the world think about this? And remember, the elite who run the world are deeply involved with this whole world satanic movement, and they don't understand what North Korea is all about. Well, you need to get in the background of the concept, certainly, of an EMP attack on America. If you haven't got our material on the threat of an EMP attack, either the 4CD set or the DVD, you need to get them. It will let you know what the future holds for America, because I fear God is going to bring his judgment on America, because our ministers aren't speaking out against torture. They're not speaking out against the fact that we have our troops all throughout the world committing terrible atrocities. You see, ladies and gentlemen, we are financing, our special forces troops are financing and training and certainly arming the rebels who've killed recently just 70,000 innocent civilians over there in Syria. But, of course, when I reflect that God is just, and his justice will not sleep forever, and he's going to bring his judgment on America, you better be prepared, and you better have a personal relationship with the Lord, because that's all that's going to get most of us through what lies ahead. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You just need to listen to the other 4 hours of radio we do every day at RadioLiberty.com. RadioLiberty.com, and pray for America. Pray for revival, but please pray for my men. Radio Liberty, our provision, protection. Until tomorrow, may the Lord be with you.
Now this is the testimony of John when the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, "Who are you?" He confessed and did not deny, but confessed, "I am not the Messiah." And they asked him, "What then? Are you Elijah?" He said, "I am not." "Are you the prophet?" And he answered, "No." The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 19 through 21. Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by